For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, I just read that Michael Murphy is going to step into the shoes of Anthony Conti to take over Shays and other adventures that Tony has got into, which I think is pretty important to talk about. So what's going on?
Well, we certainly don't know other than the hire has been made. He comes most recently from the Old Globe Theater in San Diego, which is one of the most prestigious resident regional theaters in our country, if not the world. The appointment to me has the mark of Tony Conti on it. Tony Conti from the beginning advocated for a successor who had connections to this region. This man is originally from Gowanda, and that this person have an MBA, because unlike the Old Globe in San Diego, which is a producing theater with three spaces, beautiful spaces out in Balboa Park, Shays is a presenting house, and the spaces that Shays has, in addition to the historic Shays Theater, the Smith Theater, and now 710 Main, formerly the Studio Arena Theater. While I have admired greatly what Tony Conti has done, and like Tony Conti completely, and have enjoyed interacting with him during his tenure, and you know, what's not to love, from has multiplied the subscription of that theater many times over, really instrumental in rescuing the 710 Main Theater after the fiasco of Studio Arena Theater. He was not a man of the theater. Mr. Murphy is more a man of the theater, albeit through stage management and management. So this informs him rather differently. And it will be interesting to see what somebody who comes from a place like the Old Globe will want to do with those spaces.
So what is a regional resident theater, and do you think we're going to get one?
Well, that's too early to say, or even if we could have one, or if the community could sustain one anymore. Studio Arena Theater was one. Studio Arena Theater had a roaring history back in the 1960s. But it fell apart as the population declined and as it was woefully mismanaged. The Old Globe is what Studio Arena Theater aspired to be. And there are a few theaters of that stature: Arena Stage in Washington, arguably Hartford Stage, Long Wharf, La Jolla, the Goodman. But I've never admired the mission, the programming in the Smith Theater and 710 Main. It's been rather hit or miss. I've questioned the philosophy of populating 710 Main mostly with local programming. I lament the loss of a resident producing house, although Studio Arena had become kind of a monster, so one might be cautious about what one wishes for. But I'm also more cautious about heralding this appointment as something great. We don't know yet. When Gavin Cameron Webb arrived, his resume looked terrific. And I think that the resume says all of the right things, but the proof of the pudding, as they say. I am very curious to see, now that he's got the job and is not auditioning for the job, how will his view of us shift?
Now, in a resident theater, that means you have full-time equity actors, and their day job is their night job.
Yes.
But that begs the question I've wanted to ask you about ever since seeing you and your friends on stage over at the alleyway.
They're not all my friends, but I get your point.
Over at the alleyway for It's Only a Play. And by the way, a quick announcement: by popular demand, there's going to be an extra show this Saturday. That's right. Tomorrow, August 13th, a matinee at 4, and then the evening performance at 8, and then Sunday at 7, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's it. A memory, like a statue of snow.
But what I really wanted to ask is, so what's it like? I mean, you got a day job, 9 to 5, and then, you know, you put on the makeup, you're on stage. You guys were kind of smart. You limited to the weekends, but a lot of folks, well, let's take Shakespeare in Delaware Park. They put on 6 shows a week and all at night. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's exhausting. It's a lot of adrenaline that late at night when you've got to get up the next morning as well.
It's hard to get to sleep.
Yes, it's hard to sleep after that, and a lot of people don't. You know, in fact, we were joking about doing a matinee. Jimmy said to the audience when that was announced, you know, we're vampires. You know, BUA does the daytime. How are we going to do that? And that's exacerbated by the fact that we have different lives during the day. Incidentally, the advent of the full-time professional actor is recent in history. When audiences went to see Sophocles, Euripides, and Aeschylus, they were watching community theater. Clear through the Middle Ages, they were watching community theater. This is a fairly recent phenomenon.
Before we wrap up, I want to give a quick shout-out to Wendy Hall, Renee Landrigan, but especially Michelle Marie Roberts, who just nailed it as Evita over at Musical Fair. Before that, she was in Sisters of Swing, and all three are going to be singing at Musical Fair Theater August 13th at 8 o'clock. Just something you might want to take under advisement. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.